The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good afternoon, everybody. It's Dan Latto from daniellatto.co.uk. So we've run out of ink in our printer, so we're just going to go down to the supermarket. We'll go grab a fresh one, and we need a few little supplies. So we thought, what a great opportunity to start making some content. Now, obviously we create quite a bit of content. We do Facebook Live, we do podcasts, we do written stuff, we've got lots of images, it all goes out. And I see other people doing this too, and I think that's really good. It's a great start. But what tends to happen is that people stop doing it. And the reason why people stop doing it is because they say, no one's engaging. I'm not getting any traction, no one's commenting. And that's exactly what you're supposed to, like, get, if that makes sense. You're not supposed to get engagement. You're not Gary Vaynerchuk. You're not Grant Cardone. You're just not. I'm not. You will get the engagement when you get the engagement, and not until. So, like, the argument goes, why haven't you got a YouTube channel? Well, I've got no subscribers, so I didn't bother to upload any videos. Well, you won't get subscribers until you've got videos, so you need to start with videos. Oh, but if I upload videos and I don't get any likes or no views, but how are you going to get views until you've actually got them on there, right? So it's like this catch-22 where people don't want to do it because their ego basically gets in the way. And this is what really this conversation is about. It's about ego. Like, I might get no people commenting on this. And if you have got to this stage, like 2 minutes into a video, we're only just getting started. If you got to this point, put woohoo in the comments section for me, because that would be awesome. And at least I know that you're listening, right? So, but most people, they don't even do the videos. So if they don't do the videos, how can you get people making any sort of comments? Or how can you get people making engagement? You know, Gary Vee, when he first started Wine Library, he would do video after video after video after video after video, and nobody watched him. He didn't have a podcast. He was Gary Vaynerchuk back then, not Gary Vee, right? Gary Vee's the brand. He's the guy that, you know, he launches a video and he's got 10,000 views in the next hour, you know? But he's got that many subscribers. He's got to put out so much content. Grant Cardone, if you watch some of Grant's stuff from the early days, 5 or 6 years ago, first of all, it's terrible stuff, right? He's in a suit, he's trying to make it like a studio. And by the way, like 5 or 6 years ago when I started my YouTube channel as well, that's exactly what I was doing at the same time. Now, the other thing, by the way, is we might make this into a podcast, so if you're listening to a podcast, can we get a big yee-haw? Put that in the comments and confuse people. But the point here is that you've got to start putting content out. If you're not putting content out, no one's going to be doing yahoos or yee-haws or liking it or engaging it or telling you that you're crap or any of that other great stuff, right? And if people are saying that kind of stuff, that's awesome too, because at least people are watching your stuff enough to think, I don't like this guy, I think he's a muppet. That's awesome. That's much better than nobody watching your stuff because you've not put any stuff out. So, you know, in my mind's eye, if I'm to think of clients, for example, who at the moment are not putting out content, no content, zero content, and I look at that, the reason why they're not doing it is because of ego. They feel they don't look right on camera, they feel they don't sound like, I mean, I sound like this for goodness sake. I look like this for goodness sake. I'm just some rough northern lad who's made a couple of million in property and manages that portfolio from here in Spain, right? Like, it's taken a lot of effort, it's taken a lot of work, but I'm not the Rock, you know? But then Gary Vee, look at Gary Vee for goodness sake. I don't think Gary could ever be accused of being the world's most handsome man. It's not about that, it's about the content that you're putting out, it's about you putting yourself out there. And that when people watch your stuff, they're either going to love you or they're going to hate you. Well, a few on the middle ground, maybe. But you should be polarising people. You should be sending them one way or the other. You know, I've got plenty of people that hate me, and that's okay. They're more than entitled to hate me.
I would rather, and I say this a lot, but I would rather them hate me now and not watch my stuff than get me in a 45-minute phone call and hate me on that phone call. Because that is a waste of my time, frankly. I don't mind them hating me on the call, that's okay. I've had much worse in my life as a separated dad through family court. Trust me, I've had much worse than anything you lot could throw at me. So, but it's irrelevant. But then the other side of that is that people are going to love you. They're like, oh, what happened with family court? And I'm going to read up about it, and I'm going to be shocked by it, and I'm going to be like, oh my goodness, you go through that and you still come out the other side, and they admire that. So you are polarising your audience, if you like, and that's exactly what you should be doing. Not everyone's going to love you. People don't put content out for a number of reasons. The first one is, I don't look good. I don't sound good. Well, I don't like my voice. Well, that's your voice. What do you mean you don't like it? Well, I don't like the way I sound. Well, speak differently then. Well, no, why should I have to change myself to fit in? Well, you're not fitting in. That's what you sound like. You're not prepared to put videos out. So either change it or shut up. Right? Just change it or just do your videos. The other reason why people don't do videos, and I get this as well, by the way, you know, like we call it, I forgot what we call it, it's imposter syndrome. And I struggle with imposter syndrome too. And I'm like, oh, do I really know what I'm doing? Do I really know about social media and YouTube videos? Well, we're 250,000 views in. We must know some things, right? Right? We must know something. We've got millions of pounds of property. We must know something. We've helped hundreds of people with their business through business coaching and through our digital marketing stuff that we do. We must know something, right? So it's like this imposter syndrome that you're not good enough to do videos. But I'm not good enough for some reason. But I shouldn't be going out and giving out advice. You know, we had on iTunes, we were in the new and noteworthy section of iTunes. That means something, right? It means something. We've got 14,000 connections on Twitter, 13,000 I think, but we've got 14,000 on LinkedIn. That means something. But even if we had one follower on Twitter, how would you even get to 10 followers unless you start putting content out? So you've got to start putting content out. Now, I know it's time consuming, which is why we have a product that does it for you. You know, we'll do 30 images a month. We'll convert your Facebook Lives into podcasts. We do all that. We put them out onto iTunes for you. We do all of that. It's really awesome, by the way, because it just automates that whole side of marketing that nobody really wants to do because it's so time-consuming. It's not necessarily difficult to do, although a little bit of it can be a little bit, you know, difficult, but we've done it that many times, so we know what we're doing. Whereas, you know, if you've never done it, it is harder. Rocket science is hard unless you're a rocket scientist. Brain surgery is hard unless you're a brain surgeon. Social media marketing is hard, and podcast creation is hard unless you're a social media marketer or a podcaster, right? So, you know, this is why we recommend that you get us to do your stuff for you, because it just accelerates those results and the content that you can get out there so much quicker than you having to sit down and learn it, and then not just learn it, but you have to do it all the time. Like the podcast system that we've got is you literally just create a podcast and that's it. You sit down, you press play, and we've got a specific system that will allow you to do it, and off you go. We're going to talk about that in the next video, actually. But it just takes away all that time. But you've got to start putting content out. Content. You've got to make a lot of noise for people to know you. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you on the next video.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.